Hello, Friday. Where have you been all week?
So happy to be live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me, as always, on Friday night is Elliot Serrano, riding sidecar for all the craziness. And tonight, all the deliciousness, we have in studio with us Susan Dannenberger from Dannenberger Family Vineyards. It's a long day on this Friday because you started out with the Carnarvon wagon, and that's a circus right there. There's a lot of voices.
Been drinking all night.
I have to believe that with the work that you do, you have to be very selective and you have to pace yourself doing it. Because we talked to you last week and you had just bottled 200 cases last Friday night. And tonight you're in Chicago. It's a beautiful night.
It is gorgeous. I cannot believe this weather.
I know. Isn't this perfect? I'm so glad you came up here for this weekend. Tell me a little bit. You told me that the bottle we've already opened for Wine and Wine Down with Dannenberger Family Vineyards is right out of the barrel.
I pulled it out of the barrel to bring here.
It's amazing.
It's not finished, but it's already delicious.
Yes, it is. Now, you were saying that it'll be another year before it's ready?
Yeah, it needs to tone down a little bit. It has a lot of black pepper.
You know, people tell me that a lot, too, Elliot. You need another year to tone down. It's all that pepper. It's all that peppery.
I'm a little too spicy.
A little too spicy.
Too spicy.
Your husband, Doug, was saying that you guys bought barrels specifically for this. What's the difference between the other? Is it partly because the wine that's been in there previously? Is there something you seek out specifically for the next batch?
Well, this one I chose to do a hybrid barrel, which means I have French oak and American oak together. And the American oak kind of tones down the pepper a little bit with vanilla. It was really intense. And so far it's been the French oak will draw out the length and the finish, but the American oak kind of tones down the front, so it'll help.
Yeah, all of that sounds wonderful, because I can't remember which white wine we were having last week.
Paper Moon.
It was lovely.
Thank you.
And I'm more of a red girl. And
me too.
Yeah.
I love my reds.
And people laugh when they hear, what do you pair it with? I mean, I could eat red wine with popcorn balls. Whatever it is,
drink what you like.
Exactly. Now, everyone's always surprised, I'm sure. Elliot did have a little bit of that looked like, huh, this is from Illinois, when he tasted that
wait,
wine. Did you have a little bit of that?
Everyone was giving me that look. What face did I make? I mean, you're like, wow.
It was a jolt. You were jolted by it.
Well, I was like, this is really good. I mean, no, you were saying, here it comes. You went, whoa, there it is. And then I was like, oh. Yeah,
that's a wonderful, wonderful wine. Yeah. How did you get involved? Because we've talked to you before about your family farm being, for generations. Was it corn and soybean?
Yes, it was.
And that wasn't your thing? You didn't want to be out there?
I know. Can you picture me? No, I can't.
I mean, I've been out there. I worked for the Corn Marketing Board when they did the seeding and they did the side work.
You come down there a lot.
I do. And that's how we met, actually, was my work in Springfield. They had their, I think it was the craft beer, and I was so happy that there were other people. There was wine. And you were telling me your story. So this is, so five generations in with your family?
Yes, I'm the fifth generation.
And it's at 12341 Irish Road right there in New Berlin.
Yes, I was a Sullivan. My dad named the road because it was all East Sullivans there.
That's how much the farm has been in the family. They get to name their own road.
Wow.
That's when you know, what road? Oh, it's the Sullivan Road, but they call it Irish Road just to be welcoming to everybody. Where was it? Do you have contact with any family in Ireland at all?
My parents went back there and they've met, gone back and met all the cousins, and we've traced back our tree and that whole thing. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And you told us last week that you didn't want to let the property and the land, become something else. So you started doing some vegetables and your own produce. I still don't know how someone, I know your husband bought you a kit.
Yeah.
But I know, not that many people go from kit to, I'm going to crush the wine empire and make my own wine.
I was so intrigued by the thought that I could tweak this kit. I was like, this is all it lets me do. What if I want to do something else? And so the next year, I got grapes and started doing it, reading more. And there was this bet between my husband and myself about if I could get 10 gold medals, then he'd let me open a winery. So I had to prove him wrong. And
you didn't tell us that before. You got 10 gold medals?
Yeah, that's what that was the that, deal.
That's almost like he double dog dared her.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
10's kind of a steep climb.
He didn't think I could do it. So right. Then he was like, oh, 10, yeah, that'll be easy.
The poor guy's off camera. I mean, off mic. He should be able to defend himself. He's got to look at his face like, come on.
I'm just going to. Yeah, and she not. She met it and then surpassed it and now has a Dannenberger Family Vineyards. And you have a couple of great events coming up tomorrow and over the weekend. Tell us a little bit about the event you have tomorrow with the grape stomping.
We have a lot going on this weekend. I'm raising money for a local cancer institute because I've been going through breast cancer for the second time. So Simmons Cancer Institute in Springfield, we're grape stomping, and then the money goes to them. You pay to stomp grapes and give money to them. And then we're also having a dog adoption for Paws down in Jacksonville.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have dogs there. So cute. Sweet. And then Sunday we're raising money for St. Jude's. So we've been doing St. Jude's through the month of October. I'm trying to get to a certain number. We're actually almost halfway there, so we might make it.
And how do people get involved? Okay, let's start with the grape stomping this weekend, because you can stomp the Cabernet Franc tomorrow and put their footprints on a shirt.
On a t-shirt, yeah. So it says, I stomped. You know,
that's perfect.
Stomp out breast cancer, that kind of thing.
I keep thinking about that I Love Lucy episode.
Oh, everybody does, yeah.
Grape stomping. So I'm wondering if crazy stuff like that ever happens at a grape stomp. You know,
some people do. They get a little excited and then fall, and so then you get a little messy. It's fun, though.
That's a great event. And that's to benefit Simmons?
Simmons Cancer Center.
Simmons Cancer Institute, and that helps patients who can't afford gas or wigs, lymphedema sleeves, you know, so that they need some compression after surgeries and things like that.
Exactly.
So that'll be tomorrow. You can go to Dannenberger Family Vineyards. And by the way, I mean, New Berlin is about 2 hours and maybe 2.5 hours, 3 hours tops if you have to stop and, you know, go and get some Hardee's or something. And you can go to the grape stomping tomorrow. Go to DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com for information about that. When we come back, let's talk about the Made a Bra for a Competition. Well, you made a bra competition?
Yeah, we do one every year. We make a unique bra for a competition to benefit breast cancer.
Let's talk a little bit more about that and other events and some of the music groups you have coming to the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. It's Wine and Wine Down, and it's Friday night. I hope you're all having a great evening. More after this on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. Go to geektome.net for all the great things that he writes. And outside the Showcase studio, a crowd is gathering, and we have to say it must be because of Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Susan Dannenberger joins
Cheers.
Us. The winemaker in studio. She's the world-renowned. How many gold medals have you won now for your wines? At least the first 10 with just the kit.
I think at least 20.
There we go. Doubling it all. Yeah, just get them all. They should have platinum now.
I don't think she can win
double
40.
Gold.
Double gold. She's like, as a matter of fact, I've won the double gold.
I don't think she can do 40.
Wine from Illinois. Dannenberger Family Vineyards. There's wine, the best wine, actually right here in Illinois. I love that. And you were talking about the fact that you also have some hybrids that you bring in from, was it New York?
I have hybrids that I bought the plants in New York, and we grow them here in Illinois.
And so you have it. So it has the rain of Illinois. Do you do any research on that as far as like when people consume something that's from the climate, the environment that we all live in, the sort of air that you breathe, whether it's pollinated? I mean, there's something about that too, isn't there?
Oh, it changes the profile completely about where it's grown. It's not even, the vines have to be grafted from a nursery that is approved to make, you know, the vines, and then we buy the vines at a very young age, and we grow them, and it does completely change where it's grown and even the year. I have several wines that you can taste year to year and see the difference in the profile according to how much rain we had, according to the drought, the sun. It's completely different.
And how much do the winters affect your crops?
They're not too bad, really. To be honest, Cabernet Franc is the one that I have to worry about, and it buds super late, so I'm able to hold off and not prune it till the very end, and it does well.
And are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac for what
yes,
the next
I'm
one is?
I'm worried about this one. I have two different reports. They're completely different.
Yes. What are you? Because I saw one where it's going to be a little bit warmer but very wet.
Other one is like, this is going to be the worst winter ever.
Yeah, those are the two I saw. I was trying to ignore the other one. That's why I'll keep drinking the barrel-tapped wine. Again, what is do you have a name for this new one, by the way, the one that just came out of the barrel?
It will probably be the Rouge in a couple years, but right now it's just the Syrah. It's just Syrah right now.
We shall.
We haven't blended it yet.
All right, there you go. And so this weekend you have your grape stomping event for the Simmons Center for people who need help paying for wigs, lymphedema sleeves, and gas, any sort of the treatments, just the incidentals that come with
being cancer,
with fighting breast cancer. And you are, and I talk about this because I heard you talking about it on Rose's show, so I wasn't sure how much you wanted to discuss your own journey through breast cancer now through the second time.
Yes, I know. I didn't expect to have to deal with it a second time. I thought I was done the first time. It was a lot harder than I expected it to, but I'm so glad I went through it because I learned a lot and saw a completely different type of, I don't know, world, I guess.
Yeah, the people, that, whether it's the health caregivers or other patients. So this is, it's wonderful that you have the opportunity to help people because you know what they need along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you're stuck in bed with... you're bored out of your mind, number one, and you're also having to go back and forth and back and forth, and your whole life is a blur.
Yeah. Did you binge watch anything?
It did.
What did you watch? Did you watch anything?
Well, of course, Orange is the New Black.
Hello.
Frankie and Grace or Grace.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's pretty good.
I've heard wonderful things about the show.
And the incredible Kimberly.
Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah, that was a great one. Mm-hmm. I was looking for happy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of more of the happy stuff. I mean, like Scandal, I don't know if you've ever seen the series. Like, it's not unhappy. It's just kind of fluffy. You know, if there's nothing. Once you're done with it, you're like, oh, that was interesting.
You know, people talk a lot about pairing wines with foods or wines with desserts.
Ooh.
But wines with shows.
Yeah, wines with shows.
Yes.
Tell us.
I don't know. That's a great idea.
This is, you've been binging. So like you say, hey, this show would go great with...
bubbly.
Something bubbly.
Oh my gosh. For next week, you let me know.
House of Cards.
Some of those shows that you've
watched. That's got to be a big red, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It does.
Elliot, mm-hmm. I love this lightning bolt you have for Wine and Wine Down.
So next week, we want a list.
We need a blog.
We need to figure that out.
Do it.
My friend Christine Bloomer, she had a blog called Chemo and Vino, which was really interesting too. And she had all these, stories that were very, she was very honest about the journey that she was on. So I think that there's something about what you're doing. And by the way, let's make sure people know about Our Cups Runneth Over, which is, when I say that, I know, stop.
Hold on, this is the bra?
No, but this is the name of the bra. Our Cups Runneth Over.
Each year is a different name. Wine Rack, that would be the
that's
one.
Fantastic.
Take the girls out for a glass. Mm-hmm. Our Cups Runneth Over. So they're always a wine theme bra that we make. They're quite elaborate. So this one, it looks like it has spouts coming out of the front into with the fake looking wine into a glass slipper, and it's just very
lovely. And
it's a bra
with spouts and a glass slipper.
Yeah,
I've got to see this too.
Are there pictures yet on the website?
Yes, there's pictures. It's on our social media as well.
They have such a great social media page too. Go to dannenbergerfamilyvineyards.com and then DFV on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. And they'll be doing a fundraising event for St. Jude's throughout the rest of the month as well.
Yes, if you have to be at the winery, unfortunately, to do that. Some of the others you can kind of donate, but this one, St. Jude's, they get their name on a piece of paper. We hang them all over the winery through the end of the month.
Cool. And then you also, so what is punching down the skins?
So I ferment my reds, on the skins with the grape seeds. And the cap starts raising up, and we have to keep punching it down every couple hours. It gets really thick and heavy.
Whoa.
It's really beautiful, and it has this wonderful smell. It's like having a child. You have to keep taking care of it every couple hours. It's very tactile.
This is really fascinating.
I'm saying.
Hearing about grafting vines and
smashing and punching.
Punching and pushing.
I like that part.
And childbirth.
It's like,
and bras that runneth over.
Let me take a break here. We'll find out more with the incredible winemaker, Susan Dannenberger. Join us in the studio. Go to dannenbergerfamilyvineyards.com. It is Wine and Wine Down on Pretty Late. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's just another typical Friday night, Elliot, isn't it?
Okay, so to give folks an idea of what happens, that scene in Gremlins when Gizmo gets wet and then he starts popping out all the other Gremlins and it's like the room fills up with Gremlins? That's what just happened in the studio.
I think it's instead of water, it's add wine from the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Well, and here's the thing, Elliot. You've already created a segment for next Friday, for our Friday nights with Wine and Wine Down. We're going to do wine pairings with your binge watching.
Right.
Netflix.
I think so. Right. So we'll start with the ones that you have binge watched most recently over the next few weeks. And then people can send us suggestions. And then
that's a great idea.
For what to watch next. And then you can get an idea of what you should be watching. And you prefer some of the comedies?
I'm just looking for something upbeat while I was going through cancer.
Something upbeat. All right. Elliot, do you have any?
I mean, I would go through something upbeat too.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Or inspirational or aspirational. Well, I think that there's, you know, as far as baseball goes, for me, it's over. Although, go Dodgers, because I don't want to see the Yankees win. Screw them. We have in studio with us. Was that too harsh? Was that too much? Matt, you flinched a little bit. Matt Baldino's in studio with us, the owner of Commonwealth Tavern and Tavern on Little Fort. Are you a Yankees fan?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm a diehard Cubs fan.
All right. But we're okay today.
We died hard. Yeah. We died really hard.
Well, okay. So can I tell you when I knew it was over? I'll tell you. And by the way, Ken and Dave also in studio. Ken Jacobowski and Dave Lundy. I'll tell you when I knew it was over. I think I've texted you guys during the game. I knew it was over. When was it over for you, Matt, watching the game last night?
Probably, the Grand Slam, obviously.
The Grand Slam, was it for you?
Yeah, but they were never really in the series. No. I mean, they just don't have enough of the key parts you need to win in the playoffs.
Come closer to your microphone, because you have great things to say. It's all right. So make sure we can hear you. All right.
They just weren't a well-built team for this year, and it is what it is.
Well, it was the bullpen.
I think that's fair.
It was a bullpen. If Rizzo and Bryant are hitting like they should, it's a different series.
Yeah. Fair enough, but
you know, but it was, the bullpen was what really let them down.
And Bryant and Rizzo didn't hit.
And Bryant and Rizzo. I mean, because Bryant, like Rizzo, like you said last year, he was in a glass case of emotion, and this time the glass case of emotion was the batter's box, and he couldn't get out of it because, you know. But if they hit, it's different. I mean. You know, I mean, again, you're right. The bullpen was their big issue. But when your top guys let you down, you know, what are you going to do?
Susan, were you watching the game last night?
Yeah, we watched a tiny bit of it. We watched the good parts. And I was like, hey, maybe.
There were good parts?
Maybe. When we're down 9 and we get one home run, you're like, maybe.
Maybe.
I like your enthusiasm. Just, you know, I like that. When was it over for you, Ken?
National anthem.
Dave, when was it over for you?
Clayton Kershaw. I mean, there's no chance.
Well,
they'd hit really well against Clayton Kershaw twice. So,
not in a game like that.
No. Look, it was the second they put in Rondon.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted out, and you saw this. I tweeted out, who wants to put odds on Rondon giving up a grand slam? And so I did that, and 30 seconds later, he gave up a grand slam because it's Rondon.
Yeah, well,
Rondon. So I literally turned to the person sitting next to me and I said, Joe, just wave the white flag.
Well, for me, it was slightly after Ken's moment of over, which was his was a national anthem. Mine was the first walk. It was a 27th walk of the series. Yeah. Done. That's it. You just had 27, what should have been outs. No, done. So that's when it was over for me. But Ken's was funny.
But you know what? I have no regrets. It was phenomenal.
No regrets.
Even last night, because last night it's 72 degrees at Wrigley in late October. We're in the NLCS for the third consecutive year. My God, who's going to complain about this?
It's beautiful. Matt, did you have a chance to go to any games? I know you're so busy.
No, I did. I went to a couple games. I did not go last night, partly because of what I've got going on this weekend, but I sort of had a sense. Of what was coming.
You could feel it. Impending doom.
Because, I mean, the bats are just not there right now. And the bullpen, you know, they're like CJ Edwards is that bullpen in like sort of a bubble. Like one day they're just like, he's hitting everything. He's going 98 on the corner. And his curve's going and nobody can hit him. And then he is just in his own head and in his own way. And, I mean, you could take the worst batter. The guy who was the last out in the World Series last year for the Indians? He was like one of the lowest rated batting averages in the American League last year. Like you could have put him against CJ Edwards in that last game and he would have hit a home run.
Sluggers could have done that.
Last night it was so bad. One of the guys who got a double had a batting average of 143.
Well, the guy who hit three home runs hit .250 during the season and had barely a .300 on base percentage.
Oh boy,
Susan.
See, and this is why we need more wine.
We need
some more wine. I got to move on to the next bottle. Matt, you have a great event coming up tomorrow. This is the big event we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
you get people on a bus, take them to the Northwestern.
So we, so your husband would know Mustard's Last Stand.
I know Mustard's Last Stand, that little shack next to Dyke Stadium.
Right. So
I don't know what it's called now. It's something else. But
no, it's Mustard's Last Stand.
And next to Dyke Stadium.
Oh, it's Ryan Field.
Yeah, whatever.
Too many jokes there, Patty. Too many jokes. We can get in all sorts of trouble. I won't get to come back.
It's like again. I'm not making fun of anything. That's actually what its name was.
No, it was.
Yes.
And so I grew up obviously right there. I went to, you know, the grade school right basically across the street.
St. Athanasius.
It's actually called Ryan Field.
Thank you, Rob Martier.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so years ago when I was at a different Iowa bar, you know, we did this tailgate and it sort of took off. And it started at like 100 people. And now, I think this is our fourth one. We'll be well over 300 tomorrow. And it, you know, they'll all be there at 9 a.m. and it'll, you know, go through the game. And it's we literally will turn that back parking lot into, you know, Kinnick Stadium.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a fun event.
Yeah, so it is very, very fun. And the Iowa people are just such great, great people.
And it's a great price too. Okay, so for $40, you get transportation to and from the game. You get refreshments on the bus.
Yeah, we have refreshments. Okay.
All right.
Bottle of water.
Tailgating. You're doing a pig roast?
Yeah, we roast a pig.
You roast
on the bus?
Yes. Yeah, so, no.
Although.
That's impressive.
Not a terrible idea to try
that's
that next
not,
year.
Not a terrible idea. You need a convertible bus.
Yeah, no. So my best friend, we were literally born in the same hospital room, Evanston Hospital, 3 days apart. Have been best friends ever since. He is truly one of the great amateur sort of barbecuers in America, and he roasts these pigs and has been doing it forever, and it's hilarious. I mean, the fight songs go in and we carve the initials and all that stuff into the back of the pig. It's quite the scene.
What's the balance of Iowa fans? What do you got, Hawkeyes and Wildcats? What do you got going on?
There's no Wildcats.
No Wildcats?
No, it's 300 Iowa fans.
Really? That's what I love about it. I didn't know that there was this whole culture, Ken, of bars in Chicago that were dedicated fans. I mean, I've gone to other places and there are bars that are dedicated to Chicago, but why wouldn't there
be? It's the same in the NFL. There are Buffalo Bills bars, Green Bay Packers bars, Lions bars.
Yeah, what's your bars?
Huge. Little Fort is a huge Raiders bar. What was the guy's name?
Paul
got all upset. He's a Raiders fan, but he was upset about Tom Brady 20 years ago.
Sure, sure.
And Commonwealth is probably the largest Dallas Cowboys bar in America outside of Dallas Fort Worth.
Isn't that amazing? I love that.
Well, that's good for him because both fan bases are very disappointed with the way things have been going, so they must drink a lot.
Do they really?
The
are they hitting
although
it hard?
Last night was an amazing game.
That was a great game. They do. At some point, though, you're at the point of diminishing returns. Like if they don't turn it around, like last night was big for us because next week the Raiders people will sort of come back in force because –
I gotta get out for one of these games. And you know what goes really well with barbecue, by the way? I'm guessing a really nice red wine from the Dannenberger family vineyards. I want to talk more about the fundraisers that Susan has coming up the rest of this month, including the grape stomping tomorrow for the Simmons Cancer Center, helping women who are is it predominantly for women who are battling breast cancer? Because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And help them with all the incidentals, all the side things that you don't even think about. Somebody needs along the way, wigs, the sleeves to help with the compression after surgery, just gas to get to and from so family members can drive you there. And you know, no matter where you are in the state of Illinois, because in Chicago, we know about the conveniences, you know, and maybe you are like, oh, I live on the north side and there's better services at the University of Chicago. When you're in central Illinois, you have to figure out how that's going to work. What is that? Are you going to go from central Illinois to St. Louis or are you going to go to Springfield or Champaign? So this is an important fundraiser that she's got going on. And we also want to make sure that you know that she's raising money for St. Jude's the rest of the month. Go to the Vineyard. It's in New Berlin at 12341 Irish Road. And more about that. And I feel like a partnership here. I feel like maybe there should be some wines.
Food and wine.
I'm just saying. Some football and wine. I'm feeling a great friendship here. And also some great food. We're going to find out what Matt has brought in because his mom taught him right. And hi, Mommy Baldino. More after this on 720 WGN.